Chapter 6. Not Alone. Bryant and Moko took down the tent and began the journey back to French Cave. As they came out of the river to the lake, Moko shouted and pointed to the shore. There was a woman lying by the trees. The boys landed the raft and ran to her. She was still alive. After a drink of water and some food, the woman began to speak. She said her name was Kate, and she was from San Francisco. She had been traveling on a ship to visit Valparaiso, Chile. However, there were three criminals on the ship. They wanted to steal the ship. Kate told the two boys,
9 days after leaving San Francisco, the men killed the captain and most of the crew. However, they did not kill me. They said I was useful to them because I could speak Spanish. They also saved a crewman named Evans. They needed him to help sail the ship. Before we reached Chile, there was a large fire on the ship. One of the criminals died in the fire. The ship began to sink. The other two criminals took me and Evans and left the ship in the longboat. We were caught in a storm. The storm blew us to this island. However, the boat turned over in the waves. All of us were thrown into the sea. I held on to a wooden box and swam to shore. Because it was dark, I could not see if anyone else had survived. I ran all night through the forest. When I reached this lake, I was so tired that I fell down. Then I woke up when you found me.
The boys and Kate returned to French Cave. There, she told the story again. Everyone was very excited. Now they knew that they were near South America. Bryant told everyone what he had seen through the telescope. They might not be far away from land. If they could get there, maybe they could find someone to help them. However, the boys also realized that they were in danger. There might be criminals on the island. These men were known to be killers. Gordon said,
"We will have to take turns watching for those men. The younger boys can watch from the top of the cliff during the day. At night, the older boys can take turns guarding the door to the cave."